Hey guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching again today. I came down to the barn to feed the horses and it's a beautiful day. I decided to bring my phone with me and do a video down here because I'm tired of being trapped up inside the house when the wind's blowing. Today I want to talk about something that you may find unbelievable. There's this thing that happens when marriages start going south, when relationships start going south, when passion starts to fade, attraction starts to fade. There's this thing that's been happening over the years that you're not aware of, that I wasn't aware of. And this is how I know about this. Imagine that you have an LCD screen mounted to your forehead, a screen about this big that broadcasts, without you knowing about it, every thought and feeling that you have. And imagine that although you don't know what's on the screen, she does. She knows exactly what's on the screen. Just like when you can see her walk in a door, you might look at the screen on her head and imagine what she's thinking about you. And it might not always be pretty. When it comes to having more sex with your wife, the most important thing that you can ever control is what you're broadcasting on this screen on your forehead. If you haven't been mindful of it, if you haven't been aware of how your feelings and your emotions and your thoughts unintentionally broadcast all kinds of crap, and usually very sabotaging crap, to your partner that makes her want to move away from you. They feel like pressure. They feel like oppressiveness. They feel like insults. They feel like criticism. They feel like disappointment. The thoughts and feelings we have in our bodies get projected on our faces and on this screen on our head. And she can read it. She has the decoder ring. She can always tell what you're thinking. And so the Vulcan mind trick is to realize that you have always had control over the thoughts and feelings that get projected from your head. The thing is that when you were having a lot of sex, when there was a lot of attraction, a lot of flirtation, a lot of playfulness, you didn't even have to think about it because what was automatically being broadcasted was very sexy, very erotic, very attractive, very connecting type of feelings. So if you were to have a screen on your forehead like this, it might say something like, "I'm crazy about you. You're so beautiful. I can't wait to be with you." What else does it say? "I really love who you are." How about the one in the upper, this one up here? "I'm good. I'm happy," right? "I'm good. I'm feeling good about myself." These are the types of things that you are broadcasting in the beginning of your relationship. These types of things that she could feel in her body and she can see on your face. These are very attractive, magnetic types of messages that just came out of your body. And as time goes by, you lose track of what's being broadcasted. You get a job, you get a mortgage, you get a dog, you get some kids, you get a yard you gotta mow, you get a crappy neighbor. Whatever the things in your life are that start dragging you down, you start self-sabotaging the feelings and the thoughts in your body, which make the projection on that screen in your mind not so nice. And some of those messages that come across now, every time you walk in the door, they look like, "I'm so disappointed. I'm really angry right now. You must hate me. This is never going to work out." These are the kind of messages that she can see on your head. Even though you don't think she could see it, I know, remember, I am you. I know that that kind of crap is going through your body and through your mind, and she cannot help but read it every day. You have control over the thoughts in your head that cause the emotions in your body that drive the print out on that screen on your forehead. You're going to have to get yourself in a place to where you actually are feeling more happy with yourself. You have to get your thoughts in a place to where you're not holding grudges against her. You don't carry this constant energy of anger and frustration and disappointment toward her. You're carrying your body and the tone of your voice, and everything that you do comes from a place of okayness. This is who you were when she first said, "Holy crap, look at the ass on that dude." Seriously, that's what you were doing. You were doing all the right things back then, and this is what you have to do now. And here's the secret. This is not to get laid. Even though I know for a fact that this will make you more attractive, more safe, and more cuddly, right? I know this will happen. That's not the point. We don't measure our success as men by how much women want to give us sex. It's the wrong measure. Just notice how you feel when you decide to start broadcasting positive messages from your screen on your forehead to your kids, to the dogs, to the neighbor, and to your wife. Let them know how confident you're feeling. Let them know about your visions for next year. Let them know about your happiness. Let them know what you think about them as people. Give praise, give compliments, give support, and lower your expectations of everybody to be perfect. Be with them. Don't judge them. Try to accept them as they are and try to be the guy you were when you first met your wife. Remember him? He was a pretty cool dude. He's still inside you. You just covered him up for the last few years. Now it's time to change it. So that's my Vulcan mind trick for today. I hope you understood exactly what it means. I'm going to put it up here again. I'm feeling great. You're beautiful. I can't wait to see you. I love who you are. Try those on for size. Let me know how it goes. Shoot me an email after 7 days or so and tell me if anything has shifted inside you. Remember, not outside of you. We're not looking for reactions. See what changes inside of you. Thanks for watching. I appreciate it. If you want to talk more, shoot me an email or go to my website and apply for an application. Apply for a phone call and we can chat more in person. Thanks for watching. We'll take care. Bye-bye.